The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, la baba rabba sata kabaya. Abali karaba shokurobo shakaba rabba sata kabaya. Ibeleke teke barokoto kapaita kuli bazika laba oraita kuri. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Unto you be the glory. Thank you, Father. 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 Abaliba raba ziboro zibreketeke ba antei. Ile papa rakata kaba ita. Ibali karanto zibrekete ukaya ba ita. Ibeleke reba zukuru ba zeketeke ba atula kara. Librokoto kabanta libikele bokoro ba zikere ba zuta kaba. La ba 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 rakata kaba itale beshokoro bo zikere bazandei. Usali ba karuta kaba itale shkarato. Li ba 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 rakata kaba itale beshokoro bo zibere teke bu ata. Wali karamo zibreke teke ba antua. Holy Spirit bo karandoski teke ba yata. We thank you, 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 Lord. Oh, unto you be the glory. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, Lord. We say, Lord, you are God. We say, Lord, you are King. Mahandelo kari bozi brukutu rabeite ko mashita. Le brukutu rabeite ko mashi alu rabaita kuri bazuta. Mashikele bokoro takiri bazuta. Make it work, Lord. Make it work, Lord. You have made it work, O Lord. Shele koroko tokorobo sikiri bazuta. You have given us, O God, a brand new day. A brand new day. A brand new day. You have first given us a brand new life. A brand new life for us to live in a brand new day. A brand new life. For us to live in a brand new day, a brand new life. For us to live in a brand new day, a brand new life. For us to live in a brand new day, you have given us a brand new life. For us to live in a brand new day, this morning we exalt you. This morning we uplift you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. We hallow your name this morning. 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 There is none. There is none. There is absolutely 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 none. Shalabakarabashanta kabaya. Ibaparakata kaba italabasha kabarata kaba. Ile paparakata kaba italabasha kabarata kaba. Ali barandos katakaba yakara. Ili babaraka takaba itale beshokuru bazikire bazuta. Li baba 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 baba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. La babaraka takaba itala bashakabara. Ibreketeke barukutu kaba itale beshokuru bazikire. Mandali bikele bo sokuru bo sakara basata kaba. Ibeleketeke barokoto kabete kula katalukoto la kere basu le pepe pepe keteke barokoto kabanta le bikele basuka le preketeke barokoto kabanta ile pepe pepe iteke barokoto kaba araba bosta kita mahandele bokarita kuli itu kaiba ande. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You rule in the affairs of men. 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 Liparakata kabarukutu kaba iteke baru.
Mandelebo shakata kabande.
Liparakata kaba itale besho.
Liparakata
kaba itala basa.
Liparakata
kaba itala basa.
Liparakata kaba
yakata kaba ya.
Oh, be exalted,
Lord.
Be thou exalted, Lord. Be exalted and uplifted. Father, for there is none like you. There is none like our God.
Papa rukutu kababa iteke balukutu kabale.
Ili
papa rukutu kaba iteke balu.
Ili papa rukutu. Ili papa rukutu kaba
italebe shukuru.
Masike teke barukutu kaba italebashe.
Halii ulaita kuli basukuru masikiri basu.
Ili papa rukutu kaba ye. We celebrate you this morning. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for good health. Thank you for everything. Thank you for sending your spirit to quicken our mortal bodies this morning. Tapping us and saying it is time, wake up. We are grateful, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you so much. We appreciate you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. Who can we ever compare unto you, Lord? Who can we ever compare unto you?
We thank you, Lord.
It is only you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
There is none before you. There is none after
you.
There is none beside you. You are the one and only true God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord, the one and only true God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
That is who you are, Lord.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you, Lord
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We celebrate you, Lord Jesus. None can be compared unto you in power and in mind, in love and in faithfulness. Oh, yes, Lord. There is none. There is none. There is none. There is none. Blessed be your holy name.
We
celebrate you, Lord, this morning. You have been faithful. You have been good. You have been so kind unto us. You have expressed your goodness unto us. We say thank you, Lord. You are God. You are our God. You are our God. You are our God. We thank you for this privilege to be called your children.
Yes, Lord,
for this privilege to be called your children.
We thank you, Lord.
We celebrate you, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Ali Baba ite
masuria tua. Remoshite teke ba andia.
Liboko
to kabenti imasuta. Libono koroma zikiri masuta. Kabanti libokarito kasita. Mahilo kali aruta kabaita. Ziboko to kabenti ashika. Hali arute keba itu kaita kama ita Yabariku tukabentu aita Hali lo karima suka Ilebro kutukabente ola ita Azika lo kari aturatiku Shekele bukaritu kali andura Baita kulimaze Haita kulimahandi Wahali bukaritu kazimahandi Uli karuta kaba itu la shike buhandi Wali arando uskite keba andi Wahali bakuri ature basku kubusi keba andi Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our Father in heaven, we glorify your name. I say resurrection good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from God's servant, and your servant Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Pascal, our technician today. Our theme today is setting the word of God against it. Setting the word against it. Setting the word against it. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give the carcasses of the Philistines' army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. I mean, what a word. Beloved, life battles and challenges are won with words. Somebody should write it. Life battles and challenges are won with words. If you get today's message and plant it in your mind, plant it in your spirit, before Sunday you give a testimony. Amen. I say before Sunday you give a testimony.
Amen.
Please, we are in the days of testimonies. The Lord was just teaching me how simple miracles are. Hey, look, how simple miracles occur. In fact, the Lord was showing me something when we gather in church. The things he's doing, like a video. Many people are healed, but they don't know. Many people are healed. They come to church. They live healed, but they don't know. Because they think they will fall down. They think they will shake. The room will shake. The day people are falling is the day God is moving. God was just showing me many things that he is doing in people's lives that they are not aware. Because our minds have been conditioned in some way. Hey! I was shocked this dawn. Father, I owe you an offering. I was shocked. Look at that woman on Sunday. People who watch that woman, the woman was bent down. For about a year now, the woman has been walking bent down when she comes to church. I see her during offering time. It is during offering. In fact, when I'm preaching, of course, I'm seeing. And also during offering time. But Sunday, when she was coming to collect, look at her walking straight. Look at her walking straight. Ah! God is doing something we think he's not doing just because our minds have been conditioned in a way. Look, the things God showed me, I was amazed. We need to organize a praise month. I'm telling you, a praise and worship month. Because miracles and testimonies have been heard, downloaded. If you just take these words I'm speaking right now, beloved, I say by the close of the day, you will testify. Amen. God is not holding your testimony. God is not holding your miracle. No. No. In fact, I nearly changed our topic because God was explaining to me John 10:10 that life must be full. Life must be full. Everybody say life must be full.
Life must be full.
Life must be full.
Must be full.
According to John 10:10,
my life must be full.
My life must be full. See, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that they may have life to the full. NIV said to the full. King James said, life more abundantly. Life must be full. I nearly changed the topic this morning. Beloved, life battles and challenges are won with the word, or with words. Generally, in this life, battles, challenges, difficulties are won or lost with words. They are won or lost with words. Generally, in this life, battles, challenges, difficulties, sufferings that we face are won or lost with words. Now, let me narrow it. There are three things that wins. Please take this serious. And somebody should write it. Three things wins for you. Three things wins for you. Three things wins for you. Three things. Lord, please help us. Let this message sink into us whilst we pray. Help us, Lord. Deliver us from distractions, distracting minds, distracting programs, distracting lifestyles and attitudes, Lord. For these are the things the devil, our enemy, is using to steal our time, to steal our testimonies, to steal us. What are these three things? Three things win for you. Three things. All your wins, they are in three things. All your wins, you know them already. All your wins, they are in three things. Three things wins for you. Number one, words. Two, thoughts. Three, actions. Do you say you don't know this? You know it. Maybe let's start first. Thoughts, words, actions. All these three. Thought first. In fact, thoughts and words, they go together because there are nonverbal words. Look, sometimes when people are smiling and looking at, look, they are talking, oh, they are saying something within themselves. Sometimes what you are doing, they don't approve it. The smile is a sign of disapproval or disbelief. Don't just think people are looking at you and they are quiet and they are not talking. No. They are talking in their mind. They are talking in their heart. Thoughts, words, actions, they win for you or they lose for you. Thoughts, words, actions. In Mark chapter 5, verse 28, Mark 5, 28, the woman with the issue of blood, who theologian says she is called Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood. Some verses say she thought, if only I touch. Other verses say she said to herself, if only I touch. Are you seeing three things here? Thoughts, words, actions. Thoughts, words, actions. These are the three things that win for you. These are the three things that win for you. These are the three things that win for you. Thoughts, words, actions. Thoughts, words, actions. Thoughts, words, actions. How did David win over Goliath? We see the three things there. Thoughts, words, actions. 1 Samuel 17:45 again. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin. Words. But before the words came, he thought. So thought first. Then words. I'll kill you. I'll do this. I'll do that. I'll do that. Then what happened? Verse 48. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, He slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. Are you seeing action?
Mm-hmm.
The stone sank into his forehead and he fell face down on the ground. 50. So David triumphed over the Philistines with a sling and a stone without a sword in his hand. He struck down the Philistine and killed him. 51. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. What did he say in verse 47? All those gathered here will know that it is not by the sword or spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. Let's look at verse 46. This day, the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. Did David strike Goliath down?
Yes, he
did. Did he cut off his head?
Thoughts.
Words.
Actions.
Thoughts. Words. Actions. Today we are going to pray. God, Holy Spirit, give me a thought. Give me a word. Inspired an action. Three things. That's our prayer. Somebody should write this prayer. It's very Holy Spirit. Give me a thought. Holy Spirit, inspire a thought. Inspire a word. And inspire an action. That's why it is good that we pray in tongues. Those who can pray in tongues. Look, every situation has a word. Every situation you face has a word. Every challenge has a word. Everything has a word. Every difficulty has a word. That is why most often the enemy takes our minds off or occupies our minds with other things, especially the pain of the challenge. Our mind is always on the pain that we are going through. You see, the enemy uses these things to distract us. Yes. He uses the challenge. Focus on the challenge. They are no longer buying. Look at the way. In fact, you are owing people. Look at the money you are owing. Look at this thing. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. People are chasing you. This. And then you are worried. You see, he is using those things to what? Distract your mind from receiving the thought and the word. Because the moment you get the thought and the word, and you release it into the situation, oh my God, the situation will be calm. What did Jesus say to the storm? What did Jesus say to the storm in Mark chapter 4, verse 5, verse 35 to 39? In fact, Luke chapter 8, verse 22 to 25. This particular event was recorded by the three synoptic gospels. Yes, three. Matthew, Mark, Luke. They recorded this thing. But I like, it is only Mark who actually revealed the words that Jesus used. Matthew and Luke, they said, and Jesus rebuked the storm and it became calm. Jesus rebuked the storm and it became calm. But Mark said what Jesus actually said. Jesus said, storm, be quiet. He rebuked the storm and said, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Be silent. Look, he rebukes, be silent. What word are you standing on in that your situation? That's why the devil is distracting us. God has given you a thought. He has given you a word. Look, let me tell you something. Somebody should write this. Tell that situation, you are just a stage. You, this situation, you are just a stage of my walk with God. You are a stage. You are a stage. You are a stage. As we heard on Sunday, you are just a stage. You are just a stage. You are just a stage. I will pass you. I will pass you. I will pass you. You are just a stage. God is using you to teach me something. God is using you to prepare me. God is using you to give me a ministry. God is using you to give me a message. Tell that situation right now. Whether it is a situation with your husband, a situation in your marriage, a situation in your finances, a situation with your, relationship, a situation at your workplace, in your office. I am telling you, every situation has a word or words. You see, every situation has words. Which word are you standing on? The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 9, he commands battles to cease. Command that battle to cease right now. Command that battle to cease right now. Command that battle to cease. Command that storm to be quiet. Any storm that the devil has inspired, command it to be quiet right now. Command that storm. Ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please inspire a thought. Drop a word. Inspire an action for me to use in this situation. When you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12, 2 Chronicles 20, 12, oh Lord, we have come to our end, but our eyes are on you. 2 Chronicles 20, 12, oh Lord, I have come to my end, but my eyes are on you. My eyes are on you. My eyes are on you, Lord. We have come to the end. Our eyes are on you, Lord. You see, when you are in a situation that you just don't know what to do, when you are in a situation that you have done everything, you have done everything that you should do, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. Oh, Lord, we have come to the end. We have come to our end. We have done all that we could do, oh Lord. Now, Lord, our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on you. What did David say in 1 Samuel 17:47? The battle is the Lord's. Let this battle be yours, Lord. Take over this battle. I hand over this battle to you, Lord. Let this battle be yours, Lord. I hand over this battle to you, 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 Lord. Beloved, that is what we should do. Oh, Lord, give us the word for the season. Give us the thought for the season. Give us inspire an action for the season. There is a word for every stage. In fact, that's why the Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I am the Lord. You see, that phrase, be still, that is not, doesn't mean inactivity. It means be sensitive to a thought or a word. Be sensitive to a thought or a word. Position yourself for God to inspire an action. Look, you don't need money to always buy. You don't wait for condition to be favorable. I'm telling you. Sometimes act. Sometimes I say what? Act. Look, this has been my problem in life. I wait for favorable condition. And it has caused a lot of delays in my life. Pardon me? Perfectionist. I'm a perfectionist. I wait for everything to match. So when you are working with me, it's not easy. I know I form a committee. I form a group, a team. I know they have been laughing at me. But don't worry. Very soon, inauguration will take place. We shall inaugurate. This year, we shall inaugurate. I am fighting a battle. I am fighting a battle. Yes. But we will even inaugurate within the battle, we'll still inaugurate. Look, God told Moses, stretch the rod towards the Red Sea. But when they were crossing the Jordan, what did God tell Joshua? Tell the priest to step into the water. Step, see, you don't wait for favorable conditions. That has been my problem, a perfectionist. And it has caused a lot of delays. A lot of delays. Beloved, be still and know that I am the Lord. Be still and know that I am the Lord. Again, 2 Chronicles 20:15. 2 Chronicles 20:15 and 1 Samuel 17:47. They are the same. Oh Lord, this battle is yours. This battle is yours. So please step in for me. This battle is yours. So please step in for me. Exodus 14:14. Oh Lord, please fight for me. Moses told the Israel, the Lord will fight for you. Oh, Karabashatakaba. The Lord will fight for you. You just need to tell God, oh Lord, human wisdom cannot fight this. Human wisdom cannot handle this battle. Human wisdom cannot handle this situation. Money cannot handle this situation. Human strength cannot handle this situation. Only you, Lord. 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 Beloved, if you live your life with these words like this, it will shock you. I'm telling you. It will shock you. It will shock you. If you really mean and live these words from today, you will not beg again. I'm telling you. You will not beg for bread. In fact, from today, look, people will begin to see you different. It is because we have not handed things over to God. And you see, it is also because we don't know we know them all, but we have not intentionally and consciously. You see, let me tell you something. Please, child of God, somebody should write this for me. Let me tell you the character of Satan. The character of Satan that God has approved. The character of Satan that God has approved. Look. The character of Satan against the believer towards the word of God. Write it. The character of Satan against the believer towards the word of God. The character of Satan against the believer towards the word of God, or against the believer's action towards the word of God and the things of God. Look, until Satan sees your passion, until Satan sees your passion, that you really mean what you are saying, he will not give way. Somebody should write this. Until Satan sees your passion, that you really mean what you are praying, you really mean what you are declaring, you really mean the seed you are sowing on the altar, you really mean the giving you are giving, you really mean. Look, until Satan sees that, he won't give up. He will not give way. He will never give way. Look, Jesus acted with passion. That's why Satan doesn't play with him. Look, Jesus was never passive. Jesus was never what? Passive. Somebody should record this. Oh, play it again. Jesus has never been passive one day. In fact, let me say 1 second. Throughout his 33 and a half years here on earth, Jesus was never passive or never casual. One second. He was never passive or casual. One second. That's the kind of life I try to live. I'm telling you. That's why people think the Laliboja is difficult. That's why people think this pastor is like this. It's like this. I am not a passive person. No. I am not a casual person. Anything I want to do, I really do it well. I am all myself in it. I joke. I am normal. I am when I'm joking, I'm joking. But when I'm serious, forget about it. That's why people find me difficult. You need to really die to work with me. I'm telling you, I'm a serious person. I'm a very, very, very serious person. I'm telling you. Hey, my mind is like New York City. It's always working. Thoughts. I think recently, the lady pastor came and laid hands on my head. Say, oh, this head. This head, oh God, this head. Even I'm talking to him, he's not listening. Because the head is thinking about something. The head is creating something. The head is coming with thought. He's always writing something. He said, wait, I'm writing, I'm receiving something. Yes. When God sees how serious you are, he will speak. When God sees, that was why God was showing me this morning. The miracles is working in deliverance. The miracle is working in people's life. Look, when we gather, it's like a wave. God was showing me a wave brushing away people's sicknesses, brushing away people's challenges, brushing away people's conditions. He showed me. I say, my God. So this is what is happening to us when we come. And it is as if nothing is happening. Then the Lord said, that's the simplicity of miracles. Somebody should write it. Simplicity of miracles. Just write it. Simplicity of miracles. Simplicity of miracles. Miracles are simple. Miracles are occurring. Even as I'm speaking right now, something is occurring to people online. But people are still expecting a dramatic something, an action, a shake-up, whatever. Right now, as I'm speaking, God is giving some of you thoughts. He's dropping words. He's inspiring actions that you should take. Don't wait for condition to be favorable. Don't wait at all. Yes. Until Satan sees that you are passionate serious with what you are doing, he won't give way. Do you know why in Mark chapter 9, before we pray, do you know why in Mark chapter 9, the disciples couldn't cast out the demon? Do you know why in Mark chapter 9, the disciples couldn't cast out the demon? And then when Jesus came, he said, you of little faith, they were casual. Come out in Jesus' name. Oh, you come out. Hey, leave him now. Leave him now. They were doing it because Jesus said, that's how you should do it. Their heart was not inside. Some of you Christian believers, you do things because pastors say do it. Look, let me show you what happened to Mary. Look, God is just giving me a revelation. Today I'm going to share it at the 11th hour prayer. Let me show in Luke chapter, go to Luke chapter 1. Please. Oh my God, today is a day of miracle. Gladys, today is a day of miracle. I'm telling you, I feel it in my spirit. When the angel, when you go to Luke chapter 1, from verse 28 to 38, those 10 verses where angel Gabriel was sent to Mary to announce the birth of Jesus Christ. Let me give you a revelation there today. Listen. Do you know when the Holy Spirit planted baby Jesus? Do you know when the Holy Spirit formed or planted baby Jesus in Mary's womb? Verse 38. The moment Mary said this, I am the Lord's servant. That's Luke 1:38. I am the Lord's servant. Mary answered, may it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Immediately Mary said this, the mission was accomplished. The miracle has taken place. Immediately Mary said this passionately. It was not something she said. Oh. No, it was a passionate saying. She welcomed the thing. The angel realized that his mission is accomplished. The angel left. And do you know what happened? When you read from verse 39 to 45, at that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the baby leaped, verse 41, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." You see, because the baby Jesus was already in the womb of Mary. That time, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, was 6 months pregnant. So immediately Mary received the word and the Holy Spirit planted baby Jesus. She decided to go and celebrate with Elizabeth. Mary herself didn't know that baby Jesus has been planted. But because baby Jesus was in the womb of Mary and John the Baptist was in the womb of Elizabeth. In fact, there is a revelation here. Look, children in the womb, they communicate. Children in the womb, they communicate. Immediately, Mary arrived to Elizabeth with baby Jesus. Baby John saluted the master, Jesus. Baby John, that was why Elizabeth fell. He said, the baby leaped. John saluted Jesus. Oh my God. Look at how simple the miracle is. My God, we have received a lot of miracles and we are still waiting for something to happen. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for the miracle. I thank you for the testimony. I thank you for the revelation today. Let's thank God for the revelation right now. Let's thank God for the revelation right now. Let's thank God for the revelation right now. Thank God for the revelation right now. Thank God for the revelation right now. Oh my God. We thank you for today's revelation. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Thank you so much for the revelation of today. We are grateful, Lord.
We thank you this morning for this powerful revelation of God. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this revelation. We thank you for this word of God. Meaning that we have received our testimonies already. We have received our miracles already. We have received our healings already, the things we have been praying about, they have come already, and we are not aware.
We are not aware.
Forgive us, O Lord. Forgive us for not being ready. 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 Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Forgive us. 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 In the name of Jesus. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us, Lord.
Yes, Lord, forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy. We ask for mercy, Lord.
Mercy on us, God. Forgive us for not being ready.
Forgive us for not being ready.
Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive, oh God.
Ile papa rakata kabaya.
Ile brokoto akaya masi. Ole bebe eteke baro. Ile papa rokoto. Forgive us, oh Lord. Forgive us, oh God, for not being sensitive. Forgive us 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 for not being sensitive, Lord. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive
us for not being sensitive.
Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive. Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Forgive
us for not being sensitive.
Yes, Lord.
Doors you have already opened.
Forgive us.
Access you have already released,
Lord.
Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Forgive us for not being sensitive.
Because our minds are occupied. Our minds are occupied with the problem. Our minds are occupied. The problem. Our minds
yes,
are thinking
Lord.
Of the how. Our minds are thinking of the problem. Our minds are thinking of the problem. Our minds are thinking, oh Lord, forgive us. We miss, oh God, the right thought. We miss, oh God, the right action, the right word, oh God. Because the enemy has occupied us. Forgive us. Lord, 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 forgive us.
Lord, forgive us,
O God. Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. Le bebe keteke baroko to kabaya. Le bebe keteke baroko to kapante. Wale keteke baroko to kapante. Waleketeketeke baroko to kapante. Waleketeketeke baroko to kuruba sikiri. Maseketeke baroko to kapanta lebike.
Ole
papa rakata kabaya. Maleketeketeke baroko to kabaya. We give you glory. This song was just coming. And honor. We give you glory. And honor,
yes,
you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory,
yes,
and honor. We give you glory, and honor. Jesus, oh, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory.
Honor.
We give you glory. Honor. Oh, you are. The Lord. Let your name be glory. Wukuna wusa. Wukuna wukuna. Usena si. Obohadi. Yami. We are singing this because we are in the miracles are taking place. Oh, Kona, we are singing our miracle. Osa ye, yes, Father, I receive the mantle of miracles. Hosanna. I receive the mantle for miracles. Cool miracles. Let the storms in the people's life cease. Any storm, anyone that is experiencing storm,
yes, Lord,
I command that storm, be quiet.
Amen.
Be silent right now. Anyone that is experiencing storms,
yes, Lord,
financial storms, Jesus, economic storms,
Jesus,
demonic storms, yes, marital storms,
yes, Lord,
I command that storm. Die right now.
Jesus' name.
Die in the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Die in the name of Jesus. Yes, cease
Lord.
Right now. Cease right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, inspire
yes, Lord.
The right thoughts. Anyone online, the challenges yes, and the suffering, our individual situations. Holy Spirit, inspire a thought.
Amen.
Inspire a word.
Yes, Lord.
Inspire an action.
Yes, Lord.
A particular thought. A particular word that we should hold on. A particular step we should take. Holy Spirit, inspire it right now. Inspire it right now.
Amen.
Inspire it right now.
Amen.
Inspire it right now.
Amen.
A particular word we should speak
yes,
into the situation.
Yes, Lord.
A particular action that we should take.
Yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you this morning. Thank you for this revelation. Shakama Hande. Father, we declare today,
yes, Lord,
this battle is yours.
Yes, Lord.
The battle is yours, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We hand over the battle unto you, O Lord.
Quick battle, Lord.
Please fight for us.
Jesus, man.
Fight for us,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord. Yes,
O
Lord.
O Lord, fight for us.
Yes, Lord.
Human wisdom cannot. Human wisdom cannot handle this battle.
Yes, Lord.
Human wisdom cannot handle this
yes,
situation.
Lord.
Money cannot even handle it. Money cannot handle it.
Yes,
money cannot handle it, O Lord. Human strength cannot handle it, O
yes, Lord.
Only you can handle it.
Yes, Lord.
Only you can handle it.
Yes, Lord.
Only you can handle it. Only you can handle it, O Lord.
Jesus.
Only you can handle it.
Yes, Jesus.
Only you can make a way
yes,
where
Lord.
There is no way.
Yes, Lord.
Only you can make a way where there is
yes,
no way.
Lord.
Only you can make a way where there is no
yes,
way.
Lord.
Only you can make a way where there is no
yes,
way.
Yes, Lord.
Father, today we receive our miracles. We welcome our miracle.
Yes,
like Mary,
Lord. Thank
we
you.
We welcome our miracle.
Thank you, Jesus.
We welcome our miracle.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
We welcome our miracle.
Amen.
We welcome our miracle.
Amen.
We welcome our testimony.
Amen.
We welcome our miracle.
Amen.
We welcome our testimony.
Yes,
we welcome our miracle.
We
welcome
Lord.
Our testimony.
We
welcome our expectation.
We welcome our expectation.
We welcome our expectation.
We welcome our expectation.
We welcome our expectation. We welcome our expectation. We welcome our expectation. We welcome our expectation. We welcome our expectation. We welcome our expectation. We welcome our miracle. We welcome our answers. We welcome our answers. We welcome our answers, O God. We welcome our answers. We have been living in unbelief. We have been living in unbelief. We have been living in doubt. We have been living in doubt. But today, O Lord, deliver us, O God, from doubt. Deliver us, O God, from unbelief.
And
we drop every doubt.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Drop every unbelief.
Drop every
we
doubt.
Drop every
we doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
Drop every
we drop every doubt.
We drop every,
we drop
doubt.
Every unbelief.
We drop every,
we drop every doubt.
We drop every
unbelief.
We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
We confess and drop.
We confess and drop.
We confess and drop it.
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 We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief.
We drop every doubt.
We drop every unbelief. Shalu karamashi koto kaita kabu.
Have mercy, Lord.
Le papa papa. The Lord is saying, look around you. So you, don't you see the testimony? Look around you. Don't you see the breakthrough? Look around you. Don't you see the testimony? Look around you. My God, forgive us. Forgive us. Our minds are far away, oh Lord. We are expecting something dramatic. Something dramatic. Like the earthquake will shake. The grounds will shake. But Father, your miracles are just a wave. A wave, oh Lord. Look, one of these days, the blind are going to see.
Amen.
One of these days, the cripple are going to walk.
Amen.
Just at a simple word. Father, we drop every unbelief. Yes, we drop every doubt. Amen. We drop every unbelief. Amen. We drop every doubt. Amen. We drop every unbelief. Yes, we drop every doubt. We drop every unbelief. 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 We drop every doubt. We drop every unbelief.
We drop every
doubt. We drop every unbelief. We drop every doubt. We drop every unbelief. We drop every doubt. We drop every unbelief. We
drop every doubt.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know what I'm receiving? One of the greatest sins is unbelief and doubt. It means you don't trust God. God is saying 98% of us are living with unbelief and doubt. 98% of his children are believing in doubt and unbelief. Because of people's experiences, they are comparing themselves. If this person can suffer this, then what about me? They use tradition, people's experiences. Oh God, have mercy on us. Say, Lord, we drop every unbelief.
Lord, we drop every unbelief.
And every doubt.
And every doubt.
Lord, today.
Lord, today.
Heal us.
Heal us.
Heal us of unbelief.
Heal us of unbelief.
Heal us of doubt.
Heal us
of unbelief. Heal us of
doubt.
Heal us of unbelief. Heal us of doubt. Heal us of unbelief.
Heal us
of doubt.
Heal us
of unbelief. Heal us of doubt.
Heal us of doubt.
The Lord said we should behave like Jairus, Mark chapter 5, verse 35, 36. Whilst he was with Jesus, they came and said, your daughter is dead. Why do you bother the master? The Bible said that ignoring what they have said, Jesus told Jairus, did I tell you, don't be afraid. Just believe. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Oh my God, help me. Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to render the miracle.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Confirm what you have shown to me this dawn. How you open my eyes to see miracles in the church. Miracles, things that are the wave. You open my eyes to see the wave. The wave, oh Lord. Please help us. Please help us. Please help us, Lord. Please help us. Our minds are on the difficulties. Our minds are on the challenges. So we miss your thoughts. We miss your words that we should speak into situations. We miss your actions that you inspire. Look, it doesn't mean that you are owing and so God hasn't done anything. It doesn't mean that things are difficult so nothing is happening. In that difficulty, there is a thought.
Yes.
There is a word.
Yes.
There is an action you can still take. The Lord is saying, Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us.
We need your help,
only
Lord.
You can help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please, only you can help us.
Yes, Lord.
Only you, Lord.
Yes,
only
Lord.
You.
Yes, Lord.
The healings that have taken place, the deliverances, yes. The miracles, oh Lord, please help us.
Amen.
Help us.
Amen.
Help us to drop every unbelief and
Amen.
Doubt. Heal us of unbelief.
Yes,
heal
Lord.
Us of doubt.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, heal us of unbelief. Heal us of doubt.
Yes, Lord.
Heal us of unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Heal us of doubt. Heal us of unbelief. Heal us of doubt.
Amen.
Give us the heart of David and the spirit of David and the attitude of the woman with the issue of blood. Thank you, Lord, we pray. Unto you be all the glory. Father, we hand over the battle to you. Fight for us.
Amen.
Human wisdom cannot fight. Human wisdom cannot fight. Human wisdom cannot handle this battle. Human wisdom cannot handle this situation. Money cannot.
Yes.
Money cannot.
Yes.
Human strength cannot. Only you can.
Yes,
only you can, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Only you can.
Yes,
Lord. Only you can.
Yes.
Only you can, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Only you can. Oh, I see God finishing it.
Mm.
I see all of us. I see us in a city. In fact, I see us in a certain realm. We are in a realm right now. We are in the realm. We are in the realm. Thank you, Father, we pray. Let this day produce testimonies.
Amen.
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 Let this day produce testimonies.
Thank you, Lord.
Let this day release testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
Let this day cause a release. Cause a release. Cause a release. Cause a release. Cause testimonies to occur.
Yes, Lord.
Let this day be a miracle day. Let this day be a miracle day.
Amen.
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 Help us to behave like Mary.
Yes, Lord.
Father, I receive the miracle mantle.
Amen.
Where even when I pass, miracles are happening.
Amen.
Even when I have not said a word, miracles are happening.
Amen.
Even when I just stand there and I look at somebody's
yes,
face,
Lord.
Miracle has happened.
Amen.
I receive the mantle.
I receive.
Lord, I receive the mantle.
Lord, I receive
that mantle for your people.
Yes,
I receive that mantle for your people.
Yes,
I receive that mantle for your people. Lord, I receive that mantle for your people.
In the name of Jesus.
Miracles that can never be denied. Miracles of God that can never be ignored. Father, bless your people,
Jesus.
I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Let this day be one of the greatest days in the lives of your people.
Amen.
Father, unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the glory. Unto you be all the glory. Father, I release miracles. I release testimonies
Amen.
Into the lives of your people
Amen.
Right now. Let everyone that has come online that will be playing this, oh God, let a thought come.
Yes,
let a word come.
Yes,
let an action for them to take, oh God.
Yes,
come,
Lord.
Oh God. And as they act, oh God, as they speak those words, oh God,
yes,
they
Lord.
Begin to see, Father, oh God, things happening. In Jesus' mighty name, unto you be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Beloved, today is a miracle day.
Amen.
Just go. It's a miracle day. Continue to celebrate. Continue to celebrate. We are going to organize a 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks just thanking God, celebrating. That's all. Like Mary. My God. Thanking God. Just thanking God. Celebrating. Celebrating the things God has done that we are not aware. That we have not positioned ourselves well. But from today, we position ourselves.
Amen.
We position ourselves. Mind-blowing miracles.
Amen.
God bless you. Unto you be the glory, Lord. We thank you for this revelation today, even in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I just felt some calmness in my spirit. I feel some joy inside my spirit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for
thank
today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the release.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the testimony.
Lord, we are thankful.
Glory be to your holy name.
Lord, we are grateful.
Deliver us, O God, from unbelief.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us, O God, from doubt.
Yes, Lord.
And position us, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said I should tell somebody here, and me myself, I take it. I will sow into it. The Lord said I should tell you. He has suspended your age, your aging.
Oh, Jesus.
So that you fulfill your dream.
Amen.
The Lord said, even though you are no more menstruating, the Lord said, your womb is going to carry the baby.
Amen.
In fact, the Lord said, I should tell you that he has suspended your aging.
Amen.
That everything in you will remain fresh.
Amen.
Until you have fulfilled your destiny.
Amen.
The Lord said, even at the age of 70, you will be like 50.
Amen.
At the age of 70, you will carry the strength of 45 to 50 years.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this word. Father, for your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
I wasn't watching time. Your time is far gone. May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
Saint Leo, the Lord said he has opened a door for you.
Amen.
The Lord said he has promoted you.
Amen.
Your tithe has arrived.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said he has opened a door for you.
Amen.
The Lord said he has promoted you.
Amen.
Saint Leo. The Lord said he has cast a mantle of favor on you.
Amen.
That favor is on you. Favor.
Amen.
Favor that, in fact, Saint Leo, the Lord said, you are not going to struggle.
Amen.
Things are going to go in a way that will surprise you and you even doubt.
Amen.
May the Lord bless everyone.
Amen.
May the Lord cause you to celebrate today.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said, everyone that has been online today, you are blessed.
Amen.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.